Amen. I should, in full disclosure, say that the translation was not completely a translation, but words that we could sing to the same tune, very similar to what he sang. Am I right, Vincente? Yeah. Wow, I got goosebumps. Let us hear the words of the day of Pentecost from Acts 2, verses 1 to 21. And I still like to read from the Bible if I can. So let me grab my Bible. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them. And a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in their native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. Cretans and Arabs, in their own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed and saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be made known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. And I will show portents in heaven above and the signs of the earth on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1992, my uncle rented a boat. It was the kind of boat that vegetables used to go down the canals in Holland. And I was visiting, and he had, it was his 80th birthday about to be, I think. And so he had invited all of his children, there were six of them, and all the grandchildren. And they all of us got on the boat, and I was invited too because I happened to be visiting that moment. And as I got on the boat, it was silent. None of my cousins or the grandkids were talking. And I'm, folks, the Dutch people are not silent. They just are not. And so I was kind of like, what's going on? And it finally dawned on me, they were afraid that they had to speak English to me. And they were not so sure about the English that they had learned in high school. And this particular family was not using English in their work. And so when I began to speak Dutch, everybody just kind of relaxed, and they realized that we are family. They realized that I was Dutch as well as the American cousin. This weekend, the Ho-Chunk Nation members of the Mission Church, United Church of Christ, who are on the tribal lands in Black River Falls, invited us to join them for a weekend immersion. We did a blanket exercise, and I have some pictures, but I didn't get them up on the screen yet. Sorry about that. Just took them yesterday, kind of fast. We did a blanket exercise where several readers led us through a 500-year history of the Winnebago people, the Indians, now known as the Ho-Chunk tribe. One of the things I clearly heard is how our ancestors demanded they no longer speak their own language. People in power often insist that the people they oppress no longer speak their own language, but must learn the language of those who have conquered them. So children were taken from parents, forced to go to government and church schools for generations. And yes, we learned that they were forced to go. Some of us are not aware of that. It is true that in the later years of before the Winnebago school just closed, the children were not welcome at the Black River public schools, and so the parents, wanting them to be educated, did send them here of their own free will. But in the history of the tribes around the United States, the children had been taken and forced to come, and they were forced to speak English. Now I've talked to some of the employees that were here in Neillsville, and they tell me that the children here were allowed to speak English in the dorms, and were allowed to speak in the dorms they were allowed to speak their native language. In classrooms they had to speak English. So, one of the reasons that Reverend Stuckey and his family were so loved is that they learned the Ho-Chunk language. Taking away the language of a people breaks their relationships with each other. Taking away the language takes away identity and culture. The generations can no longer learn from one another. As my mother ages, she mixes more of her Dutch language into her English. Her grandchildren and my brother-in-law and her friends cannot always understand her. As the German and Swiss and Norwegian and Slovakian churches in our area here change their services from the language of their ancestors, the older generations could no longer understand the pastors who had come to lead them in worship. They didn't know the songs, just as if we hadn't translated the song Vicente sang today, you would not have known the beauty of the words. Okay? It's also true that when the children no longer know the language, they can no longer talk to their grandparents. And they can no longer hear the stories of their heritage and their culture. My goodness, I hope that you grandparents are sharing the stories of your life with your kids. My life is richer because I speak Dutch. My heritage and my Dutch culture I'm still connected to it. My friends, please do not insist that English be the only language spoken among our citizens. Let the children learn. Let the elders continue to teach and pass down their heritage and wisdom. The Ho-Chunk in Black River Falls are working hard now to reclaim the language of their people. They're working hard to reclaim their heritage and their history, a history very different than the history we learned as young people and that is still taught in our schools today. One of the highlights of the weekend for me was when Hattie Walker, now in her 80s, who attended the Indian school here in Nielsville, read from a sheet of paper with phonetic pronunciations the Lord's Prayer. They do not know the Lord's Prayer in Ho-Chunk. They're having to learn it. Getting to know her, you need to know too that Hattie had a good experience going to school here. She's very proud of her education here. I want you to know that. Getting to know her in the last 2 years, I've seen her faithfulness to the church and the ways of Jesus Christ. I've heard how she also participates in some of the traditions of the tribe. So her husband is traditional. And so as they celebrate various celebrations, she's part of them. But every Sunday, she's in worship. And she will be at General Synod. And I believe the reason they're learning to say the Lord's Prayer in Ho-Chunk right now is that on the Sunday afternoon at 2:30, yeah, you heard it again, she's going to be praying, and the Ho-Chunk people from our area are going to be praying the Lord's Prayer in Ho-Chunk. So they're working real hard to get that ready for that in the next 2 weeks. She is a delight for her church and the tribe. She's a true leader, proud of her faith, and proud of her heritage. So my friends, it's no wonder as the Jews who had gathered from all around, speaking the languages of their people, hearing those languages, they were amazed that they heard the disciples speaking in their language. And that they heard in their own language God's deeds of power. They were perplexed as they heard in their own language that the one who had been crucified, Jesus of Nazareth, had been raised from the dead. And then as the crowd gathered near and heard their native language, language that they had learned way back home, they heard again the words of the prophet Joel, which they would have known. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The language we speak makes a difference. When Reverend Stuckey learned the language of the Ho-Chunk, they could hear and experience the love of Jesus, not only in words, but in deeds. One of the challenges the church faces today in our culture is that we no longer speak the language of our ancestors. We no longer teach our children the Lord's Prayer. It must be printed in the funeral bulletins. If I don't print it in the funeral bulletins, the grandchildren of the deceased cannot and do not know it. They can't say it with us. We no longer teach the kindness of Jesus and how he included all God's children, treating both Roman and Jew as his brothers and sisters. We no longer teach the new life Jesus led his followers into. With confession, I add, we no longer live the life Jesus calls his disciples, his followers, to live. I think one of the reasons for the decline of the institution of the Christian church is our children have seen our hypocrisy. We speak the language of our culture. We speak the language of fear and hatred, fearing those who speak a different language or live a different lifestyle. We fail to be kind outside our walls and even within our buildings. Friends, the truth is, it's hard to speak the truth of love and of power, the truth of the power of love, when our society tells us we must fear and deny the humanity of others. My heart broke as I heard the story of the Ho-Chunk. And the breaking was not just about the history. It's about what's going on in our world today, too. Our work is to receive the power of the Holy Spirit so that we might again speak the language of our Lord and Savior. I'm not talking Greek and Hebrew. I'm not talking Arabic. I'm talking the language that Jesus taught us, that's in our English Bibles. So that we might again prophesy, envision a different future, and dream dreams. We Christians have a story to tell to the nations, a story to tell to our own leaders. All the children deserve a cup of cold water, even when they cross the desert illegally. All children deserve to learn that they are accepted as God created them, even when they love differently. All children deserve to have the opportunity to be educated in good schools, no matter the color of their skins. We are to be welcoming and kind to one another. We have a story to tell to the nations of peace and justice for all. What is our dream, UCC? What is our dream for our community where the stories I hear tell me we are divided and in conflict, where words of anger, hurt, and fear are louder than words of faith and love, where what we believe to be truth, the truth, is named as not true, where genuine hurt is covered up or used as a tool to further wound the wounded. And I know that I am as guilty as anyone else. How, my friends, shall we restore justice and peace? How shall we show honor and love? What language shall we speak? Let us claim our Christian heritage. Let us claim the language Jesus spoke. Let us again prophesy, proclaiming the love of God. Yes, yes. In our homes, and you know I'm going home to Michigan to be with my family. You know. In our schools, the places of our work, on the golf course, as coaches, how are we going to speak the language of Jesus Christ where we are? Let us again prophesy the love of God. Let us again envision the future God intended for all people. Let us again dream dreams of the new life Jesus promised to all. Let us speak the language of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Breathe on me, breath of God.